Men, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't even have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Men value many different things about their appearance. But if you're a guy who really cares about your hair and find that it's slowly going away, you might be feeling discouraged when you look in the mirror. And that's where Hims comes in. Check out their personalized hair loss solutions, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Deuce and Mo. They tell you what they know. Deuce and Mo. The podcast that you know.
Hey, welcome into the Deuce and Mo podcast. Recording this late on a Monday night. The Kings are back on the home floor after a heartbreaking loss to the Clippers last night. Kawhi Leonard's game winner in overtime. We left feeling down, but also, oh, the Kings played tough.
Yeah.
The offense wasn't there, but they played physical. They had their chances. Okay, they can build on this. They're back at home. Not an easy task whatsoever because they're getting ready to take on the New York Knicks. A Knicks team who had dropped three in a row, but playing without Jalen Brunson, and a Knicks team that only scored 95 points on the road in a loss to the Clippers. What was going to be in store tonight? Kings still playing without Domantas Sabonis, but got Malik Monk back. Jake LaRavia. Mm-mm. He missed tonight's game. And the Kings got absolutely clapped, destroyed. They got down big in this game. Knicks led by as many as 35 points and beat Sacramento on the home floor, 133-104. The Kings fall to 33-31. The Knicks knocked down 22-40 from three. The fast break points, not good either. 26 for the Knicks.
Barf.
Not a lot to like in this one as the Kings fall, and they get ready for a couple of days off before another back-to-back on the road against the Warriors and the Suns Thursday and Friday. This podcast presented by our friends at Centivo Vineyards and Winery. I'm Deuce Mason. That's Morgan Reagan. How you doing, Mo?
I'm I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm fine. You know, I like last night was heartbreaking. But we were talking about
what's your word for tonight then? Heartbreaking last night. What's your word for tonight?
Unfelt.
Unfelt. I was gonna say gross.
Because like I don't even want to say it's. I mean, even if disappointment is an emotion I feel, it's like that wouldn't be my theme or anything. I say unfelt because I'm thinking about how I would describe the game, and the Knicks never felt the Kings, not at any point of this game. And it is a basketball game. It is a physical game, and you got to make them feel you. And especially when you're taking on a very physical team, you got to find a way to battle through. I said this on the post game. You factor in everything. And when I say you factor in, it's just to state the obvious statement, however you want to put it. Second night of a back-to-back. So many of these guys played over 40 minutes. You're still shorthanded. Sabonis and Jake LaRavia tonight. All these different things. But at this time of the year, and it should be any time of the year, but at this time of the year, you got to find a way to push through, fight through, leave it all out there in any way, shape, or form. And I felt like mentally and physically, they were not locked in.
The Knicks scored 133 points. They shot just under 54%. They were 55% from 3, 22 of 40. And that was without their guy, Jalen Brunson.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It didn't look like they missed a beat without him. I watched the end of that Lakers game when he went down, and they looked rattled for sure.
Yeah.
They lose to the Clippers the game after that, right? Like, it looked like maybe they were going to be in a funk without him. There was none of that tonight. And I think that was something we had talked about in the pregame show. It was like, bare minimum, like, the Knicks have to feel you tonight. You have to play with physicality because that's how they play. And they're just bigger, too, right? Especially without Sabonis playing. Even LaRavia. I talked to you about that in pregame. I said, that's a sneaky loss for Sacramento.
His
size was a factor last night against the Clippers. They could have used him tonight. But the Kings tonight, it's such a bad loss. Okay, it's about how you looked. You play this style of game that they play tonight against any team in the league, you're losing like this. It's not just about it being the Knicks.
It's so true.
And the Knicks are good. We all know the Knicks are a really good team. They've got awesome players, and they knock down shots. But tonight, Sacramento, like, did not even pose a threat to them.
No, and the fact that they were only down 15 at the half, it was like one of those things like, look, if they want to shift their mentality, if they want to make the right adjustment mentally, they can still win this game, which was surprising to say, especially with the way that the Knicks were shooting, especially with the way that Deuce McBride came out and was just knocking down three ball after three ball. But like, even when that was happening, why wasn't anyone making sure to treat him like Steph Curry after the first three or the second three? Like, however you want to look at it. Like that, and I always use that example because you see people like Keon and Keegan and others, the way that they stick on Steph, it needs to be that same type of thing when someone gets the hot hand, because you got to make sure you're slowing down because it can be deflating for the rest of the team. And Knicks, oh my goodness. Give them so much credit with the way that they're moving around the basketball. Everything was looking pretty. But that's because there was also no resistance. There was no feel from the Kings, no help. The communication wasn't there.
You mentioned Deuce McBride. Deuce McBride had 15 in the first quarter. He did not miss a shot. He ends up with 21 points, 7 assists in this game. And it was the first time in Golden One Center history there was a Deuce hotter than me. Crowd like that one, huh?
Oh, they're still cheering.
Just relax.
Relax, huh? Everyone.
You couldn't have said it better, Morgan.
Thank you.
The Kings were switching everything, which, you know, was a bit problematic too, because Valanciunas was starting this one.
Yeah.
Tonight. But the Knicks ball movement, the off ball movement, there were too many times where, because the Kings were switching everything, it felt like the communication wasn't there, and maybe it's because of all that movement. I don't know what it was, but guys would end up getting on the guy they switched on, and they'd fall asleep. Like, I saw Bridges just cut right into the paint, get the ball, hit a midi. Same with OG, I think Josh Hart, too. And you're watching going, these guys are cutting one,
These are good players. You cannot allow a guy to just have the freedom to move anywhere he wants on the floor and just get exactly where he wants to be. They're too good of players. Uh-huh. Like, if you're cutting through the paint, you better be getting knocked. Someone's got to communicate and be like, hey, that's your guy, or help out. And that's another thing that killed him. When the help came, the Knicks made the right play, right pass. The ball was moving side to side. They were attacking closeouts with force. Everything they did was with force, with physicality, it was fast. And the Kings were just no match for it at all tonight.
And they could be. That I think that's the disappointing part about all of this, is that it's not like, oh, they're just not a good team. No, we've seen a big enough sample size of them put together some good basketball against some bad teams. Yeah. But also, even last night against the Los Angeles Clippers, that is a good team. That is a big team. You're down Sabonis and Monk, and you still played a style that you knew that they could play tonight, and they didn't.
Someone in the chat said they also hit, the Knicks hit almost every three imaginable. Well, that was a huge problem in that third quarter. I believe they hit 8 of 12 in the third quarter when they went and outscored Sacramento 37-26. Was crazy about that. In the third, the Kings cut it to 10. You felt like, oh, there's a little bit of a momentum shift. There were three straight threes by the Knicks, and they all stick in my head, right?
Oh, no.
Because they were all, like, open or slightly contested. There was one, a late shot clock situation for Josh Hart. I don't care if Josh Hart doesn't knock down threes, okay? But it's a late shot clock situation. He's got the ball three-point line extended. There's, like, 4 seconds on the shot clock. He's putting that ball up. DeRozan is playing off of him. Okay, he just steps into a three and knocks it down. He was feeling good tonight. Josh Hart ends up 4 of 6 from downtown. That's a killer.
Make him feel you.
Cat, again, this is where we were talking about Valanciunas a few minutes ago. He's playing off of Cat. It's tough because you play him tight. He's just going to go right by you. And the one time that happened, you know, Cat did go by him and Valanciunas fouled him. It's a bad matchup for JV. And so you play off of one of the best shooting bigs in the league. He's going to make you pay. And then one of the most, oh my God, I about lost my mind. OG Anunoby got an open three.
Oh, this one was just the worst thing that could ever happen to any of us.
No one even tried to close out. Malik Monk was just standing there. DeRozan was just standing there. I'm like,
Doug was so pissed. And it's because that can't happen.
Yeah, I mean,
pretend like you're closing out.
And so, like, that's like effort related. I feel like tonight the Kings just let the Knicks suck the life out of them. Mm-hmm. Like, the Kings in that first quarter missed some easy shots at the rim. I think LaVine started 0-for-3. He also missed an and-1 opportunity. So let's just say 0-for-4 in the paint. Yep. Great looks, getting to the basket. I love the attack. But I felt like it maybe impacted the rest of their game a little bit, where they were just not locked in defensively. But those open threes tonight, you can't excuse that.
No, because even with the refs still having issues with challenges and what they deem a foul and whatever, and all those different things, I never felt like those calls were even taking the Kings completely out of the game. And that was the shift. And love that we don't have to like dive deep into that, because that wasn't the main shift. It was ultimately just the Kings not doing the right things when it came to locking in with the same type of effort on the boards, on their closeouts, on that defensive end, because then on the offensive end, sure, you're going to have tired legs, miss your shots, do whatever. I'm going to understand that at times, right? And especially in a game like this. But then control what you can control on the other end. And that's what was so annoying about all this.
Yeah. You just didn't sense that they had it. The engagement was not there. Dude, this is March, okay? It is March 10th. You are fighting for play-in / playoff positioning. You got to match the physicality. Like, I know it's not the playoffs, but in my mind, this is the playoffs. Like, the Knicks jockeying for position in the East.
I know.
The Warriors, same thing. Warriors are trying to move up in the West.
Oh, yeah.
And they're playing great basketball. The Suns, they're trying to get back into things. Every game from here on out has meaning.
Yeah.
And so you have to approach it with that. And the Knicks came out like a team that was well-rested, played desperate after losing 3 in a row, and the Kings went, oh, okay, we got off to a slow start. Second, I have a back-to-back.
This is a tough one or whatever. Yeah, and I feel like there's too many back-to-backs coming up, where it was like, I just felt like you could have learned so much about yourself as a team in one like this, where you're on your home floor, you're playing a good team, still without Jalen Brunson, but you're playing a good team that has an identity and they all buy into that identity and play that same way for the most part consistently. And you could have challenged that and you could have gained some sort of experience in this back-to-back and really been like, wow, the resiliency of this team that we fought through and blah, blah. And they just didn't have it. And it worries me a little bit for going forward with some of the teams that they're playing, yes, because it is some tough competition ahead and you can't bullshit like you did tonight.
Chris Biederman of the Sacramento Bee threw out this stat. Kings against teams below 500, 21-10.
Okay.
So you're taking care of business against the teams you need to take care of business. I don't take that for granted, by the way. Someone's like, oh, they're only beating the bad teams. I go, yeah, no, you need to beat the bad teams. Mm-hmm. Good, good. Now, teams above 500 this season, the Kings are just 12-21 after tonight. Unfortunately, you got a lot of teams above 500 coming up here in this final month plus of the NBA's regular season. So tonight was just really disappointing. And like the Knicks too, like the Knicks are not a team that gets a, they don't get a ton of fast break points. They average about 15 a game, which is 17th in the NBA. Tonight, 26-6 on fast break points.
Wild.
That's not showing resistance. You know, that's just being undisciplined. Same thing for Sacramento when it came to the turnovers. Last night did such a good job taking care of the ball. And what do you know? In a game where they take care of the ball and they play solid defense. Very solid defense. When their offense isn't great, they had a chance to win on the road.
And
tonight,
Kawhi Leonard wins it on a bucket at the right buzzer. Yeah.
And then tonight, 18 turnovers turned into 24 points.
You got
and
it.
And you're not playing defense.
You got to do what you can do. And again, it's about they're learning so many different things about each other on the fly, obviously, since the trade deadline and everything. But now, because you've seen them perform at such a high level, and I don't think it's a fluke what they've been able to do, even if it is against some bad teams, because I think you got to trust what you're seeing with your eyes. And
well, the game against Denver, there were some really good moments.
That's
they
what
couldn't
I'm saying.
Get the win.
And that's why even tonight, it was more like my eyes were telling me, it was like, man, it's the Kings not doing enough in this game. And sure, the Knicks were still being the good team that we knew they could be. But when it was, like you said, a 10-point game in the third and a 15-point game at the half, I was like, geez, if they just make a few shots, if they just do, it was just a few things that they had to lock in and do, and they couldn't do
it. And that's the thing, the details, because there was a 10-point game. They got it to 10 in the first like 90 seconds of the third quarter. You get to 10, like 90 seconds into the third, it's a game. You got a game again. Then it was a 9-0 run, and then the Knicks just never looked back. And so just a really disappointing night for the Sacramento Kings. From the podium tonight, Valanciunas and Malik Monk felt the exact same way.
I don't know. You know, we can look for excuses. We can look for you know, reasons, but it's on us. It's on us tonight. It was embarrassing. We didn't come out with the energy. We didn't play our game. So we got to be better. Simple as that. I know it's not easy to do, but, yeah, we got to find energy. We got to find our style of play and be better.
Every this is a tough race, man, in the West right now. So a loss like this can either turn your season around or go downhill. So I feel like we're going to turn it around with this, talk to the guys. And, yeah, we got to figure it out.
Yeah, they do have to figure it
out. I believe they can. I believe when I say that, I believe they can, but now they just have to show it through their actions, right? Otherwise, this is coming from someone who, after the trade deadline, I didn't have any expectations of what this team could really accomplish, and I didn't think that they even had a chance of really getting into the playoffs. You're seeing, because of the style that they've been playing, you're like, oh, this, I understand how, not only because of factually how many games are left and everything, but because of how they were playing, like, It's a possibility. It's like Malik Monk said, though, how do you respond to this game is going to be so telling to who you really are. And actions speak louder than words.
2 days off before the next one when you take on the Golden State Warriors. What's the Warriors schedule coming up here? They're probably off till then, huh?
I know.
Yeah, next game for the Warriors is against the Kings. So they're going to be rested, too.
Really?
Yeah.
And they play tonight?
Yeah, they played tonight.
Okay.
Won their fifth straight and their 10th straight with Jimmy Butler in the lineup. Damn, so, dude. Yeah. Tonight was just, that was it. I mean, this is back-to-back, just like really disappointing ones. And these are the games you look back on throughout a season. You go, okay, God, if you just won the Clippers and Nuggets game, you feel completely different. And then the way you lost tonight is just like, I get it. Everyone talks about back-to-backs, and I think it's something that, like, some people go, like you were mentioning, mm-hmm. people hate hearing it because it's like, are you making excuses? Mm-hmm. No, there's no excuses, because this is one of the easiest back-to-backs in the league. They just had. I mean, to be frank, like, in terms of travel, you were in L.A. You were not in Denver last night. You weren't in Utah. You were in L.A. You were in your bed at a decent hour in Sacramento.
Sooner than I was.
And, yeah, we got back to Sacramento almost like 1 a.m. yesterday. So then you have a game tonight at 7:30. So it's like, I get it. The body, the wear and tear you feel, blah, blah, blah. But again, it's up here, mental. If you can find a way to dig deep and go, we're off tomorrow.
Yeah.
We have to go balls to the wall tonight. We cannot let this team beat us with energy and effort. And that's what you can control out there. And you do that tonight, you might still lose the game,
yeah,
but it doesn't have to look like this. And that's my point. It's because now I feel like we're acting like the Knicks are like, I don't know, the Charlotte Hornets LaMelo. And it's like, no, obviously the Knicks are a good team and they execute. And
they're so crisp out there at times. And especially, I mean, defensively, the way that they just put that perimeter pressure on and they made the Kings feel them. At times, they're really physical. And I feel like the Kings weren't getting the calls that they deserved. And then at times the Kings were starting to get physical and the refs were like, oh, that's cute. That's a foul. Like and sometimes I fucking hate it. Other times I know, oh no, she cussed. Other times I'm like, well, look, if you kept that same type of physicality consistently, then they're probably not going to call it every single time.
Well, I think that's what I wonder too with this team is like, why against the Clippers is the communication there, the rotations, even in that game against Denver?
Yeah.
It seemed like the communication was there, everything. Why is it so off in a game like tonight? Like, why the extremes?
It's and that's the thing. I mean, if for anyone that's played sports at a high level, like, and like, you know, that mental fatigue can kick in. And that mental fatigue can kick in even on a game where it's not a back-to-back. But when it kicks in for that individual, how can other people, like, there's got to be someone on the roster that can fight through, punch through, have the fresher legs, do whatever they need to do. Like, even I was expecting maybe that from Malik, but you could tell he was still trying to gain his flow in the beginning of this game. Obviously, someone like Jonas Valanciunas only played 22 minutes because he played his first 40-minute game last night against the Clippers since 2019. You know, so, like, you're seeing all these things. Again, none of them being excuses, just trying to like find the whys of some of that mental fatigue. But like, let's say three of the five guys in the starting unit have that mental fatigue and things aren't kicking up fast. Someone else has got to step up. I don't give a shit if you're Doug McDermott, like, step up, like, be that other person that they can rely on. And being that other person doesn't mean you have to make a whole bunch of threes and be dunking on everyone's and posterizing everyone. It just means that you have to go out there and play physical, like, be the one that's going to bring that special energy of diving on the floor or doing whatever on the loose ball. So then someone else is like, yeah, I'm re-energized now. Does that make sense?
It does. All of it makes sense. The Kings, by the way, shot just under 42% tonight from the field. They were 10 of 34 from three, 29%. You know, Doug's big goal is to get to 50, you know, 3-point attempts, which, Deuce Mason adjust that to about 40.
Oh, you adjust it on your own.
You don't just go from shooting like 35 a game to 50. Let's relax a little bit. But only 34 attempts. And they only scored 104 points.
Something that you made fun of me for on the post-game show, which you've been doing a lot lately, the last two nights. It's always something.
What did I do last night?
Last night, you're like, oh, check my watch. I don't know, Morgan. It's not November 9th. It's March 9th. I understand.
Okay.
Then tonight, it was when I said, I was like, you know, with DeMar, I really like that he got fiery. Like, he laid out Deuce McBride, you know, just because he was mad about some calls he didn't get. But I liked it. Like, get fiery, get physical, whatever. Thought maybe that could, like, energize some guys. It didn't. But then you saw Keon get called for some bullshit call. And DeMar got up in the ref's face and was like, no, got teed up. And I liked the fire. I'm like, yeah, more of this. Can we, like, get, can we do something off this? And you're like, and he said this on the post-game show, wow, Morgan, you're reaching. You're reaching. Nah, I'm like, I'm not. Said. What'd you say?
I looked at you and went like this, like, really? I went, you're searching right now.
I'm searching.
You're searching.
Yeah.
Look, to take you behind the scenes a little bit, sometimes in the post-game, I'm of the opinion, it's like, and it's TV, so it's so much different than what we do here, right? It's so much more structured. We come in here, I got an idea of what we want to talk about. We're just talking about the game and who knows where it's going to go. Sometimes it's more organized and some nights it's not.
Yeah.
Well, on TV, it's much more structured. It's like opening thoughts. You got to get the sponsor in. It's a this player of the game. And then you get into something else. And it was like, hey, let's talk about DeMar DeRozan's night. And I just felt like, I mean, I don't know. It wasn't a good game. Like, that's kind of where I'm at. Yeah. And I felt like Morgan even finding something. I'm like, cool, and yeah. I show some fire. I said, then show some fire closing out.
And I was
3-point attempts.
And we both said that at the same time. We're like, why can't you close out then? You know, like, make sure you're like, just close it out on Josh Hart or whatever. But like, it truly, I always tell Deuce that, and Deuce knows, this is definitely both of us. Like, I don't give a shit how someone else might feel if they're like mad at me for saying something good or whatever. Cause I go, I'm going to say my genuine, authentic sure. feelings all the time. I don't give a shit if that pisses you off. And with that, when he said you're reaching, it was genuinely what just stood out to me in some of those moments. And you can tell, because even in this podcast now, because we have a longer time to kind of break it down, that it was like, that was something that was needed, and I needed more of it. I was looking for sure. some Devin Carter, whoever.
I did write that moment down in the second quarter, 7:59. DeMar, I put hard ass foul on McBride, and he was a frustration thing. He bumped him hard. And I was like,
for sure.
Okay. And then right after that, Devin Carter had a steal that led to a Malik Monk jam and went to 13. You're like, okay. The Kings then cut it to 10, got the Knicks in a penalty. It's 46-36. You're like, okay, here we go. And then the Kings fell apart, which was kind of the theme of the night. It was like a little bit of momentum, and the Knicks went, oh, we got this. Let's control this again. We'll get a stop here, force a turnover there. And that was the theme of the night. So
someone else needed to lay, I guess, someone out.
My whole point is not, it's just like at this point in time,
March,
that type of fight, like that's yep. to me a standard. Like, that's how we got to play all the time. And so, like,
and I'm with you.
I don't give credit. Just like a play.
And it's by
like,
the way, you say it's giving credit. I never said I got to give credit to. All I was stating was that observation sure. that happened, and that's I wanted to see more of that throughout a game that you were getting your ass
clapped.
Thank you.
One of the highlights of the game for me happened right before the game, or maybe it was during the game. A woman came up to the NBC set at the main entrance of Golden 1 Center and goes, hey, I went to high school with your dad. And I went, oh, cool. You know, she's not maybe familiar with the fact that, like, my dad? I don't, what? She's like, yeah, how's he doing? I'm like, well, I haven't talked to him probably 5-6 years. You know, we don't really have a relationship. You know, I don't know if he knows. He was in prison. In and out of prison my entire life. And so, no, we don't really have a relationship. Goes, oh, yeah, we haven't really seen him at reunions. She goes, so how'd you get into basketball? I'm like, you know what? I saw it at a young age. I fell in love with the game. And, yeah, here I am.
And all I thought about, because Deuce has told me this story before, is that like he never had parents like motivating him to like take him to practices or to be like, hey, sign you up for this basketball league or all these things. And he's always like, I would have played basketball all my life if like I had parents doing that. And so like when she even asked that, I'm like, oh God, that's also traumatizing.
I handle it well, but she was great too, because you could tell it was just like, what do you do in that situation, right?
Dude, I was in high school with your dad. How was your dad? I'm like,
I was like, he sucks. God, I know. Poor. That was really, it was nice of her though to even just like interact. And by the way, to everyone that has come up tonight, all the last couple of games that we've been at home, thanks. Like, you guys are so amazing. Even the ones asking about Deuce's dad.
This is so funny. It's just so, that's the one weird thing about working in the, you know, your home market is, I saw someone today. I'm like, oh, I went to high school with her. And we're like saying hi to our kids and we're looking at each other. And I'm like, oh, Kim. She goes, oh, you remember my name? I'm like, well, yeah.
She's like, you remember me? I'm
like, yeah.
You have a good.
Del Campo, baby. Cougars for life. Let's go.
You have a really good memory. People always have to remind me. And then I like, my brain clicks like seven times and then I go, yes, thank you. Takes me a while.
Question for you, Morgan. And I feel like this is we're getting back on track for a second. And by the way, this is the point where I talked about earlier where sometimes I like lazy talk. I just noticed I was like, this. We've mentioned this before, but we've seen a sample size when Malik was out with Keon in the starting lineup.
Okay.
Tonight, Malik was back in the starting lineup. Some of the numbers and look pretty good when Keon is in the starting lineup, especially having two defensive guys with Keon and Keegan out there.
First night back, it was just a weird flow.
I understand that, but like, it's not about like, hey, I don't think Malik Monk can play, blah, blah, blah. I'm just wondering just for this specific team, who they have, and we've seen it with him, without him, does it just make more sense to bring Malik off the bench? Doesn't mean he can't play 30, 32 minutes a night. And just start Keon, to start with the tone of having a guy who can hit shots, play defense, and you have two defenders out there with Keegan and Keon in a lineup that, let's be honest, is not chock full of lockdown defenders with LaVine, DeRozan, and Sabonis.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think it's something that you can keep looking at, but I'm just like, at this point of the season, considering everything that has gone down in this season, I have a hard time being like, change, like something doesn't work, change. I understand the numbers behind it. I understand the thought behind having another perimeter defender in there right away, blah, blah, having that punch off the bench and Malik Monk. Sure. I just can't sit here today and be like, yeah, that's it. That's what you got to change.
Okay.
I mean, it's like, for me, if that was the case, then you just pull him early like we did, like we saw maybe in one game where Keon came in with, like, at the 7-minute mark.
Well, that's kind of what, like, they do now.
Yeah. Anyway,
like, look at tonight. Keon came in at 7:37
for
in
who?
The first quarter for Malik.
Yeah.
In the third quarter, Monk played a huge chunk. But he played with Ellis a lot. Man, they did really miss Jake LaRavia tonight.
Oh,
by the way, that's not Deuce saying they lost this game because Jake LaRavia didn't play. But no, Jake, I just think from a defensive standpoint, he some of those lineups where you've got Keon, Jake, and Keegan out there, I'm like, man, you've got three guys just flying around, playing good defense. They could have used his size and his physicality and kind of his chaotic nature against this team.
Yeah, and by the way, we don't need to say those things too when we say
that. I can
that
because, if I want.
Well, we're with basketball sickos that actually like understand the game. So,
Let's get to some super chats. Shout out to Johnny, gifted 5 Deuce and Mo memberships. Give some love to Johnny, everybody.
Thank you, Johnny.
Give me a hell yeah.
Oleg donates $5, saying, "I still believe last night's loss hurt more than tonight." Last night's in terms of heartbreak, sure, yeah. But like I'd much rather see, if the Kings play like they did against the Clippers, they win. If they play like that tonight, they got a chance to win.
Yeah, you're having like the same situation happen.
You
maybe.
Play like you did tonight,
yeah,
against the Hornets, you're getting clapped. Robin donates $2. Appreciate that, Robin. And JF donates $2 saying Deuce the GOAT.
Oh.
Also, Jacob said, I'm sad. Here's my money. Donate $5. Appreciate
Thanks
that.
Thanks everyone for the donations. I'm sad. That's funny. That is funny. I look at this game as, like I said, you asked me in the beginning of this podcast one word to describe, and I just said like unfelt. I don't even know what really that is.
That means the Knicks did not feel.
And that's what I was
the Kings at all
trying to describe in one word, which sometimes can be difficult. But I think it's easy to say, like, at this point of the year, there's just no excuse for that. Like, it doesn't matter how much money, you know, people say they get paid millions to lock in. Who gives a shit? It's just like pride. It's do you want it? And you know that they do, but like they did not show that tonight.
Want to hear a little Doug Christie, see how he felt about this one, Morgan? Sure. Reagan? Here's Doug Christie after tonight's game.
Not us. Messaging to them. There's absolutely no excuses in this league. The league does not care about back-to-backs, injuries, nothing. But that was brutal from the physicality standpoint. They didn't feel us at all.
Unfelt.
And our guys know that unfelt. Is totally unacceptable, whether we had whoever is out on the floor. It doesn't matter. So, we didn't reach where we want to in three, spraying the basketball. We didn't reach where we want to in assists. And then we just did not have the level of physicality that we want to. So, we must be better. 26-6 in fast break points. It's just, it's not us. Take care of the basketball and play smart basketball. Yeah.
Doug, just frustration level or concern level with you on the way that your team came out tonight, and like, how do you fix that for Thursday's game?
I mean, more frustration than, you know, being worried about it. I know these guys, they're going to come play. The reality is you got a back-to-back, all those things. Those aren't excuses. It's a reality. But for us, that doesn't mean anything. We're going to have to put guys on the floor that are going to play with a high level of energy, match and exceed the physicality, period. That's just how it's going to be. But as far as worry, no, I'm not worried. Frustrated as hell, but not worried, yeah.
Doug, where'd you see, obviously, them, you know, season high 22 threes from the – what'd you see from you guys from the perimeter trying to
– Season high? Of course it was a season high for the Knicks.
Damn. That's so annoying. Everyone has their season high threes at Golden 1 Center.
Also, guys – this is why you close out. I don't care if Josh Hart's not a good three-point shooter. He's knocking down some shots. These guys are NBA players. If you don't close out at all, or you have a soft closeout, that's you're shooting around.
Deuce McBride's like a 36% three-point shooter. You know, like he's not usually making every single one
and
in
Deuce
the first
Mason
quarter.
And Deuce Mason is like a 31% three-point shooter, but he knocks down one. He's shooting another.
Oh, shit.
You know, many times when you match up in our league, especially in the analytics era, you know, guys are like, okay, we're going to live with that. And, you know, Josh knocking down threes and he hasn't been knocking them down at a high clip. You know, when guys do that, it puts a battery in the back of other people. And then all of a sudden, everyone's making threes. Disappointed with some of the inability to make them move, because they go down like 12% or 14% when they put the ball on the deck. And these are all things that we talked about, but executing game plan is different. You got to get out there and you got to execute it. A lot of times they were just driving head down to the basket and saying, do something about it. And that's what we want to do, is put the ball down, kick it out, and let our guys shoot threes, and we did not do that tonight. Yeah,
Doug, I wonder what you thought about Malik being back, and then just the rhythm of the team. You know, it's only three games without him, and he's so ingrained, but not everybody is. And so when you've got, you know, the new pieces you're dealing with, and then even with just a three-game absence, can that disrupt things a little bit, bringing him back in?
It's part of what happens. I mean, then we're going to have Domas coming back. Like, since I've sat in this seat, you know, the airplane's in the air, but we're fixing it while it's in the air, and you have to understand that. That's why, you know, up there I told them zero excuses, man. I don't want to hear excuses. This is reality. This is our league. This is what happens. You have to find your rhythm. That's why a lot of times you play for your teammate until you find your rhythm. You don't have to push to find your rhythm, especially when you got the type of offensive firepower that we have. One dribble, two dribbles, draw, kick, relocate, and help each other get wide open looks. We didn't do that. This is one of the best ISO defensive teams in the league. And if you dribble, 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 and the refs are, you know, they're a physical bunch, a handsy bunch, very similar to what I would like to see for our team as far as a physicality in your face style. And you have to find your rhythm.
Men, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't even have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Men value many different things about their appearance, but if you're a guy who really cares about your hair and find that it's slowly going away, you might be feeling discouraged when you look in the mirror. And that's where Hims comes in. Check out their personalized hair loss solutions, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
You're a startup founder. Finding product market fit is probably your number one priority. But to land bigger customers, you also need security compliance. Obtaining your SOC 2 or ISO 27001 certification can open those big doors, but they take time and energy, pulling you away from building and shipping. That's where Vanta comes in. Vanta is the all-in-one compliance solution helping startups get audit ready and build a strong security foundation quickly and painlessly. Vanta automates the manual security tasks that slow you down, helping you streamline your audit. The platform connects you with trusted experts to build your program, auditors to get you through audits quickly, and a marketplace for essentials like pen testing. So whether you're closing your first deal or gearing up for growth, Vanta makes compliance easy. Join over 8,000 companies, including Y Combinator and Techstar startups, who trust Vanta. For a limited time, get $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/simplify. That's vanta.com/simplify for $1,000 off.
By helping your teammates, setting good screens, rolling out of them, slipping out of them, putting it on the deck, drive, kick, swing, relocate, make the defense work as opposed to getting on one side and allowing them to be physical and stall you out.
Coach Malik kind of talked about sacrificing himself in some shots,
sounds like, to be a better playmaker. Is that something that you're, you know, preaching to him to do, like you said a little bit earlier?
Yeah, it's not just Malik. I mean, it's everybody. You know, if they're going to blitz Zach, just make it super simple. Pass it ahead. The roller's in the pocket. Our rollers are big and talented. You know, Jonas is huge. Domas is very talented when he gets in the pocket downhill. Let them make the play. Once that happens, now they're going to have to adjust. And we didn't put pressure on them to make them adjust. They to their credit, and you have to give them credit, they stalled us out in many ways. And it's not anything that we didn't cover, you know, through walkthrough. We talked about a lot of this, but, you know, it's one thing to talk about it, and it's one thing to be about it. And we weren't tonight. Mm-hmm.
DC, you just touched on this a little bit. You have two really gifted isolation scorers in DeRozan and LaVine. You've also talked about wanting to have a kind of a free-flowing offense, not draw plays or anything like that.
No, we draw plays.
Well, okay, so but
okay, we'll state it right.
What is the balance with letting them rock and letting them do their thing in isolation and wanting them to move the basketball out of those spots? Where's that balance?
Well, the balance is breaking the shot clock down into three sections. The first section is transition and flow. So that's 8 seconds. The second is getting ourselves into sets if that first flow isn't there. And then the last 8 seconds is when you get to your business, because that's what they do. That's what they get paid to do. But to get there, you got to trust your teammates. Get out and run. What's there? What's there? Nothing's there. Boom. Set it out. Okay. Elbow. Okay. Boom. He pops. Nothing's there. Now we're down to butter clock. That's where they're special at. But if you don't allow yourself to get there, now you find yourself in a world of trouble versus a really good defensive team. And what I'm saying, you have to spend energy to do that. That ain't easy. There's trust involved in that. There's a lot of different things that involve. It sounds easy, but I'm from somebody who did it my whole life. That ain't easy, man, because these guys are physical. They're letting them touch you. All of a sudden, you get in your feelings because I don't want to be touched, and I'm about to show you I got game. We can't get personal like that. Let it do what it do. Get out and run. If it's there, great. If it's not, set up something. It could be simple. It could just be a drag. As soon as a drag starts, kick the ball ahead, still nothing. Call somebody into a go screen in the last 8 seconds, and we got two of the best ISO players in the league. Bang.
Mm.
All right.
Okay.
There's Doug Christie after this Kings loss. Interesting stuff from Doug Christie.
Get some of you guys in a go screen, ISO, bang. However he said it, but.
Yeah. Yep. Man. It's going to be interesting to see what they look like against the Warriors.
Absolutely.
To me, it's all about response. Okay, you got clapped. You got embarrassed on your home floor. Are you going to respond? Especially against a Warriors team that just clapped you on your home floor.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like, it's not, look, there's a time and a place for responding with a good game and still ending in a loss. Like, I look at that Denver Nuggets game as like, okay, this team showed me what they could do as a team,
yeah,
even in a loss. But man, they couldn't execute down the stretch, whatever. Against the Warriors, against the Suns, doesn't matter who it is now. If you really believe that you are a playoff team, you ultimately got to end these ones in a win and not just like, it doesn't matter if you have to win ugly. Like, doesn't matter how you play, as long as you get the win. And I hate that. I hate getting to that point of the season because I have so much more fun talking about a great style of basketball product out there on the floor. But now it's like, do anything you have to do to get the dubs, especially with your response coming up Thursday.
They could definitely play better than they did tonight. We know that, I think. But I also go, how much consistency can you expect from this group? Because in my opinion, this is kind of who they are.
I agree.
Some nights they're gonna look awesome. Sometimes they're gonna look bad. That's a mark of an average team. That's a mark of a team that's like hovering above 500. And so they got to get back together fast. If they don't, they're gonna be in a 9-10 matchup, win or go home. And maybe that's against a Mavs team who could get Anthony Davis back.
Yeah.
Could get some of their bigs back, and that's a problem.
And you say in a 9-10 matchup, like they're, like,
They're in ninth right now.
They would really have to fall to not even be there.
Well, and that's okay. I'm glad you brought that. Yeah. Now, one with Dallas, Kyrie's out for the year. Okay. I anticipate Dallas continues to drop and they drop out.
They just beat the Spurs tonight.
The Blazers had a run where they were playing some good ball. They've lost four in a row now.
Mm-hmm.
The Suns, they could make a put. It looks like, to me, if I was to project things, I would think the Suns get into the play-in mix at number 10. Dallas falls out. Portland doesn't have enough. So you're probably safe in that ninth spot. But like, and the reality is, the way things are going right now, you're now two, after tonight's loss, you're two games behind the Clippers for the eighth spot. You're three games behind Minnesota for the seventh spot. And you're three and a half behind Golden State. Now, you can gain ground on Golden State by winning, but like the top to get a sixth spot seems daunting at this point.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess there's an outside chance you could still get the eighth, right? Because maybe the Clippers slip a little bit and you play them one more time, which you gain a game there.
Sure.
Now you're at the point you get into that 7-8 matchup. You're in 9-10. One, you got to win twice twice to get in. Mm-hmm. And we saw that last year. We felt this last year. It's like you beat the Warriors. It was so fun. Oh my God, it's the end of the Warriors as we know it. Well, meanwhile, the Warriors are now, you know, in the sixth spot in the West. So, okay. But then a couple of days later, you go to New Orleans to get clapped. Like winning twice just to get in. And then, hey, here's your present. You got in the playoffs. Here's Oklahoma City. Here you go. That's tough.
Mm-hmm.
You go to that 7-8 matchup, you just need to win once to get in. And you win once to get in, then all of a sudden you're playing whoever's in the 2 seed. That could be the Nuggets, could be the Lakers, could it be the Grizzlies, could be the Rockets. I'm not saying you'd win those series. I like your chances to be competitive in some of those matchups compared to Oklahoma City.
Sure.
Fair?
Fair. I mean, it's fair.
Either way, I don't know. I mean, this...
It's just, it's going to be tough.
Yeah.
And I say that because I think some people's expectations are just like, yeah, you got to win. You got to be a good team. You got to win. And it's like, well, at the same time, what makes you believe that this team is good enough to beat the Warriors on Thursday, to do all these other things? Like, yeah, that's what we all want. But, like, I think you have to be realistic about things, and you have to be realistic, too. Like, if they don't make the playoffs, shit could hit the fan with the Kings and this organization and everything. Sure. And so it's like all of that can be true. But, yeah, I just don't know now down this stretch what type of Kings team we're going to get. Yeah. I'm excited to see it.
Well, here's some good news. Sabonis gets reevaluated on Tuesday, which is 6 minutes from now. I think they do it right at midnight, too. They wake him up and go, hey, it's time to get reevaluated. How's your hamstring?
Yeah, I like that. Good.
Right?
Good.
We can't waste time.
Yeah, yeah. So, you guys, we're going to do a 6-minute countdown.
Yeah.
To
when
he can come back.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Wake up, Sabonis. How's your hamstring? You feel good? Can you play Thursday?
He's been reevaluated.
Yeah, obviously, you miss a guy like that.
Sure.
And I mean, that's also kind of a scary element. Just reevaluated. What happens if it's not ready?
I know.
Are you without him for another week? And it's an injury you have to be careful with.
And where it's scary is, like, thank goodness, and you said this on the post-game show, where would the Kings be without Jonas Valanciunas? Like,
where,
oh my God,
would they be without JV?
I think you're great.
Yeah.
It's so many things.
Yeah.
But there's like no tone or pitch or anything. Like, what song was that?
It's Rihanna. Where would all my life?
Where have you been all my life?
Yeah, yeah.
Where have you been all my life?
You didn't even let me get there. I was gonna get there.
It's too hard. See, it's too hard of a song. Like, you just don't choose to do songs that are too difficult.
you know, someone came up to me before the game and was like, oh my God, that Zach LaVine thing you guys did where you said, what is prettier? It was so great. I'm like, you know, it's improv. I said, sometimes it's great, sometimes it's bad.
And that was like the loss tonight.
And what just happened?
What?
Me performing.
I was saying the bad improv was like the loss tonight.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Yeah. It's okay.
We got more of the podcast coming up in just a second. So we got to look ahead for the Sacramento Kings. I thought I had a different question to ask too. Maybe I'll get there.
Ooh.
And we have to play at least one more game. And I don't know if we'll do this every podcast of
Who Did That?
But first, we should mention that tonight's podcast is presented by Centivo Vineyards and Winery. When the Kings lose, there's nothing better than cracking up a bottle of Centivo wine. Or when they win.
I was going to say,
for every occasion.
Or wines, bottles. Yeah. No matter what time of year it is, it's always time for Centivo wine. And you can get yours at CentivoVineyards.com. So many different bottles to choose from. You can become a wine club member. Some of the best wine that I've truly have ever had. And I don't call myself a snob, but I am definitely picky with like what I like and what I don't like. Every single bottle I've tried of theirs, I have liked. I don't even like white wine, and I like their white wine. It's weird, and it's not just because I really like them. They're all such amazing people, and they're all Kings fans. Make sure to go to CentivoVineyards.com.
We're also presented tonight by our friends over at Golden One Credit Union. We are all one. Hold up the ones. Oh. At Golden One. Hey, it pays to be a Golden One member, too. Let me tell you. Join for up to 50% off Kings home games.
Hell yeah.
What a great perk. 50% off Kings home games? 15% off Kings merch. And you never know the other perks that you may get. Sometimes early entry to Kings games. Ooh. You watch a little shoot around. And during the game, Scott Fresh Air like, hey, hold up your Golden One Credit Union cards. You hold up and then you're coming courtside.
Yeah, just like that.
Anyway, they're more than just a financial institution. They're the official credit union of the Sacramento Kings. Go to GoldenOneCreditUnion.com because we are all one with Golden One. Also presented tonight by our friends over at
Medic Ambulance, the trusted name in emergency medical services across Northern California. For over 45 years, Medic Ambulance has set the standard in emergency medical services, combining cutting-edge technology, award-winning service, and a deep commitment to community care. From life-saving responses to being the team behind the scenes at your favorite events, Medic is the official emergency medical response partner of the Sac Republic and Sac State Athletics. Learn more at medicambulance.net.
Appreciate everyone's support of the Juice and Mo podcast. And I never mention this because I'm not good at what I do sometimes. Check out our merch, deuceandmo.com. Click on merch. Yes, we have official Deuce and Mo merch. We have a lot of people who buy the merch. I never, ever promote it. I should.
I know. And thanks for always supporting us and putting on the merch, wearing at games. The Shut Up and Light the Beam shirt was on the Jumbotron the other night.
Yeah, we've got hats, we've got hoodies, we got crew necks, we got baby clothes, we have coffee mugs.
Baby clothes.
Cool hats, crew necks. This model.
Oh, well, a little creepy, but you get the idea of the shirt being cool.
Yeah, a poster from our live show that we did. Just go to deucemo.com, click on a merch. Morgan, who would be your simply the best player of the game presented by Northwest Exteriors?
Probably Deuce McBride with just the way that he started the game. He set the tone, knocking down all those threes, deflating the Kings right away.
Your favorite Deuces in the NBA world?
Deuce Tatum, one. Deuce McBride, two. Deuce Mason, three. Is there another Deuce I'm missing?
Deuce Mason, one. Huge drop off, Deuce Tatum.
Oh,
huge that's drop a child. Off, Deuce McBride.
Are there any other Deuces we're missing?
No. How many Deuces have played in the NBA?
That's.
How many Deuce? Hey, ChatGPT, my friend.
Oh, no, no, hey, no.
How many Deuces have played in the NBA? Not many players have gone by the name Deuce. Deuce McBride gets mentioned. Okay. Other than that, Deuce is more of a nickname than a common name. You have a specific player in mind? All right, ChatGPT.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
But Deuce Tatum, maybe he'll be an NBA player down the road, you know?
I've seen him dribble on the side.
You don't see it?
No. No basketball instincts there.
Wow. Wow.
One of the...
Deuce McBride is... I mean, sorry. Deuce Tatum is how old?
I don't know. Like, I'm like so bad six? At kids' ages. Well, you know, it's funny. You say like six, but one of the Kings assistant coaches, Jimmy, his kid's always down there before games, and he gets so excited. He's seven.
Yeah,
he's seven. He's really and he good. Has such a good feel for the game, and he's just like ready to ball at all times.
Speaking of kids for a second,
what?
One of my gimmicks I do all the time I'm at Kings home games on NBC Sports California before the game, any kid that comes over, they, you know, people come over and like watch the show. I'll just give him a little Rizzler. I'll just go.
He does the Rizzler. And every kid,
the kids
their go, mind they're just blown.
Like, oh my God. They're like, this guy in his late 20s knows who the Rizzler is? And then that guy kids say come up just doing it nonstop. I'm like, yeah, yeah.
And one kid was eating a hot dog and we're like, is that Boom or Doom?
Is that three booms, bro? Shout out to the Rizzler who was in AEW last night.
I know. I mean,
with Orange Cassidy, as you know. Freshly squeezed.
Crazy how like content can just like
yep.
make you into something. The Rizzler. Yep, there you go.
You said you're a player of the game. You're simply the best player of the game is Deuce McBride.
You know, I was just saying setting the tone right away, but obviously it's gonna be like Cat or OG.
I actually went with someone else.
Oh.
OG Anunoby tonight.
Okay.
24 points, 8 assists, 7 rebounds. He had 4 steals, 7 of 15 shooting. Man.
Such I know.
A talented player. And, you know, I like when he's aggressive. I mean, obviously, I don't like him doing well against the Kings, but just he would be the perfect player for the Kings, by the way. Think about him next to Keegan Murray.
Oh, his size. God. Like, even seeing him tonight, I'm like, I always forget how big he really is. And he's just big body out there that can do so many things.
He is our simply the best player of the game presented by our friends over at Northwest Exteriors. They are celebrating 30 years, Morgan.
At 30 years. That. And they have lots of sales going on. You can purchase 9 windows and a patio door.
That's crazy.
For a huge discount.
I was just doing the math. You were like 12 when they started. Isn't that insane?
That's bullshit. So,
wow. Go to northwestexteriors.com because Morgan Rain, they are
simply the best. Trust Northwest.
Thank you.
Next up for the Sacramento Kings, a day off. No practice tomorrow after a back-to-back. They'll be back on the practice floor Wednesday. Then they're heading to San Francisco for a showdown on TNT against the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah.
No NBC Sports broadcast tonight. And then the next night, they have to go at Phoenix to take on the Suns.
Yeah.
I am intrigued to see how they look against Golden State, who's playing some awesome basketball. Like I said earlier, they've won 5 in a row. They've won 10 straight with Jimmy Butler in the lineup. They're playing confident. They're playing physical. They're playing together. The Jimmy Butler deal, at least in the short term, has given them a much-needed jolt. Like, they don't make that move. We're talking about them in like the 10th spot
absolutely.
Right now. It's totally reinvented their team and they're cruising right now.
Yeah. Re-energized, reinvented, however you want to put it. I mean, it's crazy how one player with that dog-like mentality can uplift the entire team. I think everyone even down the bench, mm-hmm. you know, and the standards are just so much higher because of not only what Jimmy Butler wants and expects as a teammate, but then like some of the other big names kind of follow that as well.
It's a critical 2-game stretch.
It is.
One, I just think from a confidence standpoint, competing against the Warriors and getting that one would be huge. But the Phoenix game, you want to keep that separation because if you have to be in a situation where I think the most likely situation right now the Kings is 9. I think that you would say right now 9 is most likely.
Okay.
If you're going to be in that situation, you got to beat Phoenix because I don't want to go on the road for the 10-9 matchup. Like I want to be at home.
Two more games in the regular season against Phoenix.
on Friday, and then the last game of the season.
Uh-huh.
Last
Huge.
Game of the season.
Huge.
Morgan Reagan, are you ready for a game of
Who Did That?
We were just talking about the Warriors. They beat Portland tonight 130-120. Of course, we didn't see a second of any of these games because we were in Sacramento Golden 1 Center watching the Kings. So let's play this game.
Who did that?
26 points in 28 minutes in this game.
Warriors?
Since you asked, I'll just be nice and tell you, yes.
Moody.
Moses Moody. That is such a great guess, Morgan Reagan. But unfortunately, it is wrong.
Well,
Moses Moody had 20 in this game.
Ooh, and I'm mostly only guessing something like that because I feel like it's going to be something random. It's not like Guy Santos, though.
It is not Guy Santos. Guy Santos. No, no, no. He played 15 minutes tonight.
Okay.
He had 5 fouls in 15 minutes.
Can you tell me who is it?
Gary Payton
II. Okay.
A career high 26 points tonight.
Wow.
For the Golden State Warriors. Okay. Jimmy Butler had a triple-double, 15, 10, and 10. Warriors beat the Blazers tonight.
Okay.
They are now 37 and 28. What a turnaround for them.
What a turnaround.
All right, Atlanta-Philly. Oh, my goodness. Okay, this is a good one. 35 points, 7 rebounds, 5 assists, 3 steals. But this player's team lost 132-123. This player, the Sixers lost. The Hawks.
Is it Grimes?
Quentin Grimes.
Dude, again?
Quentin Grimes had a 40-point game, dropped 35, 7, and 5.
Damn. Wait. Who was the next high scorer? Leading, whatever.
For the Sixers?
Sixers.
Ricky Council the fourth.
Oh, my God.
19 points.
Oh
what a year.
God.
They're starting lineup tonight. Was Butler, Grimes, Yabusele, Edwards, and Lonnie Walker, who was in the EuroLeague earlier this year. Jeez, no one would have predicted this for the Sixers.
Damn.
This bad.
Yeah.
Also, Dyson Daniels had 25 points in the win for the Hawks,
nice.
Who were playing without Trae Young tonight.
Okay.
Boston, Utah. Oh, I love this. Dude, this is why I love playing Who Did That. Because there's just, this time of year, there's so much randomness.
Okay.
All right. Who did this? 33 points, 6 rebounds, 9 of 19 from 3. Oh, my God. 19 threes. One player took 19 threes tonight. 9 of 19. That's 19 threes.
And this is Boston, Utah?
Yes.
Is it Derek White?
Derek White? No, 18 and 10 for Derek White tonight.
Peyton Pritchard?
Peyton Pritchard, only 8 points tonight. It should be noted that Jaylen Brown did play in this game. Sorry,
okay,
Jason Tatum did not play in this game. Neither did Porzingis.
Is it like, it's not like John Collins.
No. That's a good guess. I'm going to give it to you.
Okay.
Sam Hauser tonight
oh.
led the Celtics in scoring with 33 points.
Damn.
The guy took 19 threes. 9 of 19 from downtown. Also, live chat. How do you guys like the segment? I think it's kind of fun.
I mean, we have fun.
I know. That's all that matters, right? All right. Lakers-Nets tonight.
Yeah.
Brooklyn got the win 111-108. LeBron James going to miss a couple of weeks potentially
yep.
with the injury. Who did this tonight? The leading scorer, 19 points for the Nets. You're not going to get this.
Okay.
This is such a dumb one.
I was going to just guess D'Angelo Russell.
That's good. He only had 8 points, 2 of 9 shooting. It was Noah Clowney tonight, 19 points off the bench. Luka did have a triple-double tonight. He had 22 points, 12 rebounds, 12 assists, 8 of 26 shooting. Rough nights for Luka and the Lakers.
Damn.
Going to be playing without LeBron for a second. Ooh, so much talk about the Hornets tonight. They beat the Heat tonight 105-102.
Okay.
Scanning to see if there's any crazy randomness. Be honest, no randomness
okay.
in this game. Miles Bridges at 35 in the win. All right, Washington, Toronto. Oh boy, this is tough.
Okay.
I even have to double check this player's name.
No.
Yes, okay.
Wait, who won? Toronto, I assume.
Toronto won 119-104.
Oh.
Washington now 13-50 on the season. 13-50 on the season. The leading scorer tonight, 32 points, 12 rebounds for the Toronto Raptors.
The Raptors?
Man, think about that team, huh?
Barrett?
RJ Barrett, 14 points.
Scotty Barnes.
Scotty Barnes, 14-13.
Okay, who is it?
AJ Lawson.
I should have remembered that you were making sure how to.
Yeah, that's bad. I gave you kind of a hint.
Yeah.
AJ Lawson had 32 points in this game. He also had how many rebounds did I just say? Oh, 12 rebounds, 7 of 14 from downtown.
Damn.
In this game. Shout out to former Kings center this year, Orlando Robinson. He started tonight for the Raptors. 13 points, 11 rebounds, 4 assists.
Great job.
That's who did.
He did that.
Who did that?
Oh, no. Do it again. That is
who did that. But we're not done.
Oh.
We got a lot of games time.
Damn, maybe. Deuce.
We don't have to get to all of them.
No, last one.
No, we're going to more if there's anything intriguing. 121-103, Bulls beat the Pacers tonight, playing without Tyrese Halliburton again. Houston beat Orlando 97-84. No randomness in this game, so we move on. Phoenix, Memphis. You're going to know this one, but the chat won't. 16 points in just 20 minutes of work on 4 of 7 from 3 in this one.
Cam Spencer.
Also, jawed at Kevin Durant, who had 35 points, had a chance to win it, could not do it. 35 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists. The Suns now 30-35 on the season. John Morant, 29-12.
Damn.
Cam Spencer.
Kevin Durant.
All right, Denver bounces back. They lost to OKC yesterday. They beat OKC today, 140-127.
Randomness?
I'm not going to call it random. 35-18-8. Who did that, huh?
Jokic
tonight. Bounce back for him. 15-20 shooting. A big win for the Nuggets. Also got 34 from Jamal Murray. Oh, Dallas San Antonio. My goodness. Only 8 players tonight for the Mavs.
Oh.
This player had 28 points, 7 rebounds, 6 assists in a win over the Spurs, 133-129.
Klay Thompson
had 26.
Oh. Max Christie
had 12.
Who is it?
Spencer Dinwiddie, 28 points, 7 rebounds, 6 assists, 9 of 16 shooting in 37 minutes. De'Aaron Fox tonight, 14 points on 6 of 13 shooting, 1 of 4 from 3.
Who did that?
That's it, son. Who did that? I kind of like it. There's random shit that happens every night in the association.
Every night. And especially this time of year, I think it's even more fun because so many teams are either broken up, chaotic. Not that it's fun that obviously there could be the health issues, challenges with some of these teams, but it gives some of these other guys so many different opportunities. And then you learn that AJ Lawson comes off the bench
Shout
and does some things.
AJ Lawson. Yep. My question, and I don't want you to look at the results. Okay. The poll question tonight was, did this loss make you worried? The answer is no, relax, Deucey. Or yes, you got to beat good teams too. Where do you fall in tonight? Are you worried? No.
So,
or yes.
I'm going to go with no. Ask me this after the Warriors game, and it could be different.
Okay.
But I also, when I was walking out of the arena, someone said to me, because I was just like a little downer, and I was like, ugh. And he goes, hey. He goes, you're going to have one bad game in this stretch, or like, you're bound to have one bad game in this stretch. Like, just kind of put it like that. And, you know.
You punched him in the face.
And then I punched him in the face. And I was just, it was just like one of those things that sometimes you need to hear, because it's like, Yeah, they've been playing such good basketball, all these different things. And I know you can still tell me, like, it's March, all these things. And it's like, 100%. I'm not denying any of that. But when you just, like, take one little step back and you go perspective, I go, okay, sure. Don't let this shit happen again. But, like, no, that's fine. That's where I'm at right now. And that's why, like, I'm not panicked or any of those things. But ask me after the Warriors game.
The poll results on that,
mm-hmm.
a resounding yes tonight, which let's be honest, there's a different crowd too tonight,
yeah,
right?
But absolutely.
79% of the 79% say yes, you got to be good teams too. 21% say no, relax. I'm in the no category. I'm not worried because I think I have good perspective of kind of what this team is. I don't like have questions. Like I'm not sitting here going, man, this team can win a first round series. I'm like, maybe they got a chance to get to the first round and compete depending on the matchup.
Maybe.
You know? It's been a weird year, mm-hmm. and I don't think it's gone how anyone would have anticipated. Mm-mm. But one thing that could make you feel better is J.J. Redick being upset. Apparently had an interesting route kind of rant tonight. Do you want to hear part of it?
Okay.
Let's hear it.
The right way to handle the blitz and what were the things that weren't happening, if you agree that that was something that was an issue tonight.
Just throw the ball to the guy. Can you play 4-on-3?
Do you know why that wasn't happening as much?
I think it was a very low-level communication game for our team, yeah.
You knew you were going to be shorthanded, but what's the kind of frustration level at the guys that you had out there not playing better?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think being shorthanded is an excuse for how we played basketball tonight.
He's grumpy.
JJ, you guys shot 2 free throws in the first half. A lot of griping from your players. Do you think that took them out of any sort of rhythm?
No, I think it was just an overall mentality just to take shortcuts tonight. We just wanted to take shortcuts. Too many. Yeah, they scored 20 points on us gambling. They had 16 offensive rebounds. We ball watched all night. We said no dare shots. I'll go through it. They probably made 6-7 uncontested threes.
Oh.
Just shortcuts.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. I'm confused. Is JJ talking about the Kings tonight?
This sounds did he coach the Kings?
Strikingly like how the Kings played
mentality,
tonight.
Not closing out.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Like, it's not about shorthand. It's not about being shorthand. It's literally, like, just you not doing your job. Go on.
You want to be a good team. You want to win in the NBA. You gotta do the hard stuff. We could even pass to each other. We could enter our offense. Running ball screens at half court. Yeah, that's going to end up in a turnover. I don't know what we're doing.
You guys haven't had many nights like this season. Does that make it worse when it comes and it hits you? Obviously, you're upset.
No, we just got to be better, and we'll use practice to clean things up and make sure everybody's on the same page.
Luka has 4 texts in a dozen games with you guys. What's the level of playing with passion versus detracting from both his play and the team's play by crossing that line?
I think he's been fine. I've seen Luka get on the officials worse. I think he's been fine. It's just frustration, obviously tonight. Frustration, feeling like he got fouled some, and then frustration with, frankly, how he played. So it's part of it.
There's got to be a good close here because it's a longer clip. I'm feeling like there's going to be a good fight, like a finale here.
On a more positive note, I guess, but within playing on 4-on-3 and some possessions, Gabe had 24, Dalton had 19, Jordan had 17, a career high 5 threes. Like, but
okay, how do you think he's going to respond to a positive question right now? There's no way he likes this.
It's not looking too good right now. Reading the body language, not looking too good.
No. I think he's going to be like, you really don't give a shit about that. Like, we got to play better. Like, are we going to win a championship or not?
What did you see, I guess, when you guys were able to execute offensively and attack things in terms of generating?
Yeah, I thought we made some good pocket decisions. I thought when we were able to get them in the blender, we generated good offense. I actually thought there was some good to greats that we missed throughout the game.
It's like we're in it.
Yeah.
I think those guys played well. They were obviously putting a lot of defensive attention onto Luka and Austin, and neither of those guys shot the ball well. But they got 22 assists between them.
What are your thoughts on the next 2 games, the Milwaukee Bucks and then Denver Nuggets, who are Nikola Jokic, Luka?
pretty well.
Oh, God.
Obviously, got to play the first game first and also got to practice first. So that's where my thought goes.
All right. Some good shit from JJ Redick today. That was interesting. Did that make you feel better? Was that worth it?
It was.
I think it kind of was, dude.
Yeah. No, it's, I mean,
I love that shit from coaches, to be honest. It's like one of my favorite things. It's like, be real. Like, there's so many times you listen to coaches and it's just like fluff and blah, blah, blah. Like, yeah, sometimes you just got to be honest. Like, hey, we play like shit tonight. Like, what are we doing? Like, hey, it's pretty simple. We get blitz. It's 4-on-3. But let's find the open man and pass the goddamn ball.
The emotion of him talking about, I mean, we're setting ball screens on the half court line. Like, what are we doing? We couldn't even pass the ball tonight. Like, just so simple. Yeah. And it happens to even the good teams, but.
Oh, man. I know. I'm in the minority. I like JJ.
Is that just a minority? Oh, being in Sacramento because of malpractice thing. Yeah,
it's a ridiculous take, but, you know.
Yeah. No, I'm with you.
Let's get some final thoughts, Morgan Reagan.
Excited for 2 days off for everyone, for all of us.
Fans need a couple of days
they
off.
Do. No, seriously, like the amount of time that people commit to this team, watching games, listening to us.
Watching us, hanging out with us. You guys are the best.
The best.
How many people, I want to know after this.
This was my final thought.
I'm taking the ball again.
Okay, he's DeMar, go ahead.
Let me know in the comments after the show. Mm-hmm. How many of you actually watched the entire game?
Yeah. Curious about that.
There you go.
All right. Passing. Okay.
Hey, let's get the final thoughts, Morgan.
Bad pass. Excited for the 2 days off. I think how the Kings respond will be very telling. That could be a very cliche breakdown, however you want to put it. Simple, whatever. That's where we're at in the season. So hopefully we're seeing a fantastic response on Thursday.
Well, we love you guys so, so, so much, but we gots to go.
You all have a wonderful rest of your evening. See ya!
Deuce and Mo, Deuce and Mo, Deuce and Mo, they tell you what they know. Deuce and Mo, Deuce and Mo, Deuce and Mo, the podcast that you know. Deuce and Mo.
When you get the Planet Fitness Black Card, you can bring a friend anytime you work out. And now through March 13th, get your first month free when you join. You heard that right. Conquer the stair climber with your partner in climb. Enjoy a post-workout recovery session in the hydro massage. And do it all again with access to any of our 2,700 convenient locations. So, you coming? Get your first month free and all the perks with the PF Black Card for just $1 down, $24.99 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends March 13th. See club for details. When you get the Planet Fitness Black Card, you can bring a friend anytime you work out. And now through March 13th, get your first month free when you join. You heard that right. Conquer the stair climber with your partner in climb. Enjoy a post-workout recovery session in the hydro massage. And do it all again with access to any of our 2,700 convenient locations. So, you coming? Get your first month free and all the perks with the PF Black Card for just $1 down, $24.99 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends March 13th. See club for details.